Okay, welcome back to the broadcast called American Exposé. I'm Chris Gerner. We're with Kate Price, and she's Operation Information. And before we go to the next commercial pause and a couple of callers, Kate, I'd like you to finish your point.
Okay. Exchange City is a program here in Tulsa, and I understand through the School to Work program and the federal dollars that we have an outlook on what jobs need to be filled per state. But when you go to the Exchange City's website, one of the pictures that was shown was very disturbing to me as a mother. It showed a young African-American boy at this Exchange City, which is supposed to be a simulation of how a city works, and each child goes in with a job, and they play work for a day, basically, with a post office, a real estate office, you know, all the different things. Even had a McDonald's, and in this McDonald's, this young African-American boy had a very nice blue press shirt with a red tie on. He had a paper burger hat on and was serving up a plate of burgers to some other kids, and that was his job. So those numbers to me are not surprising when we think of the things that we have heard educators state, that we can't possibly educate everybody. It's just not possible. Some are going to have to be at that level where they can't read and they can't do certain things so that they fill those job requirements, such as McDonald's.
Well, gee, the statement here that 1,127,482 Oklahoma adults, nearly half the population, find themselves between the lowest literacy level and the second level, rendering them quite limited.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the NEA's been in charge for all these decades.
Mm-hmm.
Don't we see a plan to lower our level?
Oh, definitely. It's definitely a plan to lower our level. Putting everything, and I have to say I've been very impressed listening to the two persons who called into your show a moment ago and how knowledgeable your listeners obviously are. Just putting everything that everybody knows about all the different issues that are surrounding us today and putting them all together, there's a definite plan in place. And it's not for the good of our children and for our country.
And isn't it amazing that the newspapers seem to be silent on anything regarding Agenda 21?
Exactly, and they're part of the big problem. As I was watching on a video before you called me earlier today, I was watching about the media and how involved they are with the CFR and how they've been thanked for keeping us in the dark.
Oh, boy. And all this makes sense to me, and there is the crux of the situation. We are in a, for all intents and purposes, I say we're in a silent war.
Yeah.
What do you think?
We are definitely in a silent war, but it's up to people like your listeners and yourself and us who, when we get eyes to see that these things are happening, you know, we're called upon to sound the alarm and wake our brothers and sisters up so that they don't find themselves in the hellhole that we're quickly moving towards.
So when we see 400,000+ can't read at the high school level, well, they'll just be good global cops for the U.N. military, won't they?
Yes, they most certainly will. I've had one mother in the Union Public School District who decided that her eighth grader would be going to a private school, and taking him to this private school, he was a straight-A student at this public school, and in the Christian school with his testing, the mother found that her son was only reading on a fourth grade level, yet he was a straight-A student at Union Public Schools, a public school institution. So it shows the level of education that they're getting.
And they're getting straight A's for being dumbed down.
Yeah.
We'll be back with Todd and Mark, and I'm sure Kate will enjoy hearing from them as well, as maybe some encouragement will go her direction for this broadcast today. Stay with us. We'll be back to continue.
Country.
All right. Support this broadcast, listeners, and the network. Be sure to support it. Send your donations to the Republic Broadcasting Network, people. This is very, very important, listeners. 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's Suite 100. 1015 South Mays Street, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. We need to keep this information flowing. Saturday, May 21st, 2005, Oklahomans for School Accountability held their one-day seminar to discuss the erosion of the American educational system and the agenda driving our public schools. The packed room was treated with an enthralling waltz by Governor or Reverend Curtis Tomlin that took the diverse audience from green UN goals to blue UN treaties into red governmental mandates and finally to the yellow Department of Education implementation of purposely forced global curriculums in the American taxpayer-funded public schools, listeners. Amazing. Just amazing information on OperationInformation.com, people. Let's take Todd in Kansas. Todd, welcome to the broadcast, Todd.
How you doing, Chris?
Fine, thank you.
I commend your guest for what she's trying to do. I may have a question for you. At what age were your children exposed to the pornography in the schools?
Is this for me? Am I on?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. That was my fourth grader.
Fourth grader.
Yes, and the book he was given is called Amanda Brown Wants Extra Credit. It did not have vulgar language, but what it had was a young girl describing watching her friends eat potato chips and how the crumbs fell on her girlfriend's chest and how they fell on the floor when she ate them because her friend had been wearing a bra since this date and so-and-so has been wearing one since this date. And then they go home singing a chant about the need to increase their bust size.
Well, get this. And mind you, this is what me and my wife went through 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
In the public school. I had a son in third grade, a daughter in fifth grade, in the same elementary school. The third grade teacher is bringing in bare-breasted women on the front covers of books so they could do studies on China, don't you know? And at the same time, the teacher in the fifth grade lets Netherlands Nightlife video run in her class. Now, the Netherlands Nightlife video exposed them to prostitution, sexual positions, drug culture, the whole thing. Now, me and my wife were the only one that come unglued. We had all sorts of silent supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to ask you, do you have any ministers or preachers or pastors or any other clowns in the cloth supporting you?
Oh, gosh. We don't have a whole lot of churches who are supporting us. We do have Victory Christian, who has allowed us to address their women's conference and to write a few articles for their newspaper that they have given to their congregation, and they do have a large congregation. But when it came to Islam and some of these other things, there hasn't been a whole lot of support. Now, there has support from Christians individually, such as our website was donated to us.
Well, I don't think these Islamics get as dirty as these Christians.
Oh, no, they don't. Matter of fact, I was kicked out of a church not long ago for trying to pass out information on bad books in schools, some of them similar to what you were talking about that are in our public libraries. And a church literally kicked us out, said,
well,
we don't believe you.
And this ties all together just like Chris was saying. Newspapers all in cahoots.
Oh, yeah.
We had lots of silent supporters that
mm-hmm.
you never see.
Right.
You know, my fifth grade daughter was called a liar by the newspaper editor.
Yeah.
And, you know, we uncovered in a 3-day time where all sorts of extra sex ed that the elementary school took it upon themselves that they felt they need to put in above and beyond the state. And, you know, talk about having one couple making this school district just scramble with nighttime emergency meetings. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you get a teacher, give my wife a little thumbs up, you know, when no one's looking. I mean,
we've had.
You know, we complained to the preachers, and all they could do was have their little ministerial alliance eating pizza at the pizza joint.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's the same place everywhere. I've heard some churches state that it's not a Christian's place to be involved in politics, which is an outright lie.
Oh, yeah.
And we know as Christians that it's not just politics, it's not just the economy, it's not just education, but religion is also one of the four horns as well.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a shame because you can't move anywhere without a decent moral church behind you or a number of them. I mean, we had all the offending books and video in our possession, and the county attorney reports that she had reviewed it all and found nothing wrong when she never saw it.
Right.
And it doesn't help when one of the school teachers is the daughter-in-law of the police dispatcher, you know, and we got run out of that town, you know. I mean, it's terrible.
Well, they won't be able to do that forever, and I firmly believe that.
Oh, I think they will, because you've got the people so stupid, so immoral, these so-called preachers just soaking it up every Sunday and Wednesday and loving it, while they go home, you know, and pop in their DVDs. You know, I just don't see it.
Well,
I really don't.
As a Christian, myself being a Christian, I believe that God's word says that he reserves a remnant to himself, and that when this political beast is almost put together, he uses that remnant to deal a deadly wound. And I firmly believe that they won't be able to do this forever.
Well, I'm certainly happy to know you are out there. As Vicki directed me to your website, and you know, immediately I said, "Boy, I've got to work with Kate. We're in the same state. We're a few miles apart." And
oh, you have no idea how thrilled I was to get your phone call.
I know. It's like we're out in the middle of an oasis in the middle of the Sahara Desert, but yet the callers are all over here in Republic. They're all well aware. We have a big listening audience, and that's why it's so important to make this network continue.
Yeah.
And Todd, a parting shot.
All I can say is, hey, good luck down there. You know, we tear them up here every time we can get a chance. I mean, my wife, she went into the high school when they was in the high school about give the counselor a heart attack because, you know, they were showing Romeo and Juliet.
Yes, I'm familiar with that.
And
my sister had that one older daughter.
She went in there, and this woman counselor, you know, oh, my heart. And she told me, man, you better get to the doctor, don't you? You got good insurance. And that day, the principal wasn't in. It was a fill-in. And he looks over at this counselor and says, you're showing that? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they do.
But what they like to do is segregate you like you are the only one complaining.
Exactly. It's the same. I tell you what, that is the same story I hear from every parent. That's what I heard. And that's what other parents hear, and it's all over. If it's a public school, they all say the same thing.
Well, I think in some towns it's probably true, like in our experience. But
yeah.
Well, Todd,
I'll let you go. Hey, thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for your participation. Let's move on to Mark in Texas. Mark, welcome to the show.
Chris, I think we pretty much lost the freedom to assemble in church also.
Yeah, more than likely.
It has got to that point. Hey, but I was going to bring this up. I was driving north past Ada, a little small town, and I guess it's south central Oklahoma. And they had a huge cleat place up there, C-L-E-E-T. Can you tell me anything about that thing? I've been on the Internet, and I found out a few things, like the civilian law enforcement educational training center.
Cleat?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with it. Are you, Kate?
No, I'm not. And it was a big sign?
Yeah, it was north of a small town called Ada.
Okay, I'm familiar with Ada.
I did some checking. They have a local newspaper there. And so what I did, I pulled it up, and I went back into some of their archives.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found is, check this out, it's not available any longer. Fancy that. But they flew some large airplanes from the Army from Washington State down there. And supposedly they had a lot of state troopers, quite a few, you know, like the Highway Patrol, in Oklahoma and Texas. And plus the local law enforcement going up there to learn how to do exactly what they're supposed to do, for lack of a better. This is getting a little out of hand here. It's called CLEET, C-L-E-E-T.
Well,
Maybe somebody else has a better computer and they can find out more than I can find out.
We'll research it, Mark.
Yeah.
Chris, Kate, I appreciate you too.
Thank you. Okay, Mark, thank you very much. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, welcome to the show, Lauren.
Hey, I was just calling to thank you so much for having this guest on.
Yes.
I was just calling by way of solutions because, you know, this is what happens when we're busy trying to solve this problem of educating our children in the collective. You know, the whole notion of assembling all the children in one group to educate them is antithetical to the Word of God.
Yeah.
And just because we don't believe the Word of God doesn't mean that He didn't tell us the best way. And you don't have to be a Christian. You know, I talk to a lot of Christians because I find that a lot of the people that I know that are Christian put their children in school, which God didn't say to do that, and He said obedience is better than sacrifice. But if you're not a Christian, you still have to respect the truth because the truth affects you whether you believe it or not. You know, it's like if you use gravity as an example and you step out a third-floor window, believing that you can fly and the group told you, we were with you, you can do it, it won't change the fact that you can't fly and you will suffer the penalty. So when we hand our children over to others to educate them, and then they destroy the children by teaching them lies, by breaking their affinity to their parents, and their respect for legitimate authority of God and parents, then, you know, it's our fault because they couldn't do this to them if we didn't hand them over to them.
I agree.
So,
well stated, Lauren. I appreciate it.
I thank you very much for your time.
Well done. Thank you. We'll be back once again with Kate Price. OperationInformation.com is the website, people. A new partner site to American Exposé. Stay with us. And welcome back to the broadcast. We've held Kate over as I was going to talk about the U.S. Army Environmental Center, the USAEC, and we're dealing with human resources over there in the Army and the environmentalism. But I've kept Kate because of this situation with our dumbing down process in the schools, the U.N. system in America, the dumbing down process, and yet they're going to be compliant global citizens for the global military as the dumbing down process continues. So let's move to Art in Kansas. Art, welcome to the show. Hello.
Kay, are you available anyplace off of the Internet?
What do you mean, available anyplace?
I mean, any way to get in touch with you.
Oh, yeah. If you go to our website.
No, off the web.
Oh, okay. Well, goodness, should I give my name over the air? I don't know how that works.
Or
not my name, but my phone number.
Probably not.
if you want to allow him to have your phone number, he can hold over and get the phone number from
okay.
the board operator if you want to do that.
That would work great.
All right. I want to let you know about a chart that's available, just in case you don't know.
Okay.
There's a group in Texas, Kerrville, Texas.
Okay.
Called the FREE, the Fund to Restore an Educated Electorate, was founded by Johnny Stewart in 1980, so they've been around for a while.
Okay.
This chart lists all the Bilderbergers, the Trilats, and the CFR members, well, as many as are available, so you can tell who's who.
Okay.
And keep it by your television, and you will see these people popping up all the time. Now, this chart right now is 2 years old.
Well, what's amazing to me is that they're here in little old Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
And they're weaving their web, and you don't hear about them in the media here.
That's
absolutely in the background.
This tracks it down by industry, so you can tell who the people are. Phillips Petroleum, Conoco,
mm-hmm.
the whole damn bunch of them.
Great.
I'm glad they're still around, Art.
Oh.
Do you have the address for how we can get this chart?
I got that right here. You write to FREE, Post Office Box 29339, Kerrville, Kerrville, Texas, 78029.
Okay, so that's
it. They're $2 a single, $10 for 10, $15 for 25.
Okay, so that address for FREE, Fund to Restore an Educated Electorate, that's what FREE stands for.
Yep.
P.O. Box 293339, Kerrville, Texas, 78029.
Yep. And I don't know where else you're going to find a list, even though it's a little out of date. But I don't know where you're going to find anything like this, actually.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm always learning new things all the time.
You know that Caroline Kennedy is CFR?
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
It doesn't surprise me.
Did you know Shirley Temple is CFR?
Oh, sure. She was ambassador to the UN at one time.
Exactly, exactly. And do you know this, what's his name, Khalilzad, that pops up on the news lately? This Iraqi? He is CFR. Zalmay Khalilzad. And the other one is Shilby Talami. He is an Iraqi. He is CFR. So it doesn't matter where they're from. They can be here.
Yeah.
And our old Senator Kazabam, Nancy Kazabam,
yeah,
her daddy was Alf Landon, who Kansans seemed to think was some kind of a god. She is CFR, and her husband, James Baker. So it never stops.
Well, that's the point and the problem, and certainly this chart is going to help. Well, when was it last updated, that chart?
2003.
Very good.
Wow.
Okay, I appreciate that, Art.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Let's see now. This is very, very important to keep with this direction, Operation Information, listeners, as the dumbing down process has been going on. The UN system has been going on. It's the same thing, listeners, and that's the problem. Let's move to Carol in Arkansas. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
And I'm very glad to hear Kate today, and I hope to get a hold of her when I'm up in Tulsa sometime soon.
Oh, you bet.
By the way, there has been some books written, and you're aware of some of them. I know, Chris, Fritz Springmeier's Global Elite book, and also Galen Ross, who wrote a very exhaustive list and goes way back to who these names are, and you keep seeing them in each administration, you know, from one to the other. They are unelected persons for the most part, but they still are doing the global will, moving toward the UN and the one world government. So each administration, which goes further to prove that the D's and the R's are all the same, it doesn't make any difference, you know.
Yeah.
Very little, I'll say that. But anyway, back to your earlier comment that was made on CLEAT.
Yes.
My brother was for almost 30 years in the Tulsa County Sheriff's Department, and he took CLEAT training. And what this was certification in gun handling, various types of guns. He did not, and I think he's pretty tuned in to the global business, and I think he would have told me if he thought there was anything shady other than the fact that they are financing this, you know, from federal in order to, in other words, they're giving counties helicopters and sort of it taints them in that they become obligated to do, you know, what they're asked to do. If they're asked to back up the state police or the militia or troops or whoever they might send in there, that's the bad part of that. But other than that, at the CLEAT training, they didn't do anything as far as
Carol, do you want to stay with us, Carol?
Sure, because what I...
Okay, let's stay together. Welcome back to the broadcast, listeners. The website, www.operationinformation.com. That's operationinformation.com. We're working together to restore this constitutional republic and work together to oust the United Nations out of the United States. Like climbing Mount Everest in bare feet in the middle of winter? Maybe. But without trying, how are you going to feel in the long run? And everyone's responsible, people. Carol, a parting shot, Carol?
Kate, do you have Charlotte Iserbeet's The Dumbing Down of America?
I had it at one time, and then I loaned it out and never got it back. But I did, several years ago, look over that in entirety.
Yeah, she's kind of redundant, but it's still available at her source. But I wanted to get to what the source is, and you were talking about not being able to wake the people up, and it really, when you go back to the Bible, God's going to hold the churches responsible.
Yes.
And when you see what has happened in the seminaries, that's where it's emanating from, and that's why we're seeing a global purpose-driven church that's
yes,
going to move into the new age world church.
I agree. The last time I attended a church, they were doing that very program, and I stopped because of that. I haven't been back since.
Yeah, and it's getting harder to find one that isn't into it, and it doesn't matter if they're Baptist churches or Methodist churches or whatever.
I have
Do you have an email address, or is it on that website?
Yeah, it's on the website. Uh-huh.
Okay, well,
I had a pastor tell me once that the seminaries teach the pastors to be not to teach above a fourth grade level.
I'm sorry, I lost you there. It bleeped out.
Oh, I was told by a pastor once that the seminary teaches for its pastors to be not to teach the congregations above a fourth grade level. So,
well, German rationalism came into this country and into the seminaries as it did the ones in Germany and destroyed them, and it's done the same thing here.
Yeah, I agree.
And then the other major piece of work that Satan did was in changing the Textus Receptus, or the received text of the gospel, to all these various versions.
Yes.
You can't memorize it. You can't read in unison anymore. I mean, it's part of the design to take the word away from the people.
I agree with you.
And I'm anxious to talk to you when I get to Tulsa.
All right. That'll be great.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Carol. Good call. The board is just full. You've created a groundswell of interest, Kate.
Well, I hope so. And, the one thing I want to make clear, and again, it is so refreshing, your callers. I've been on other radio programs, and the ignorance on most people, it's really sad, and it appears that your listeners are not that way. And so it's very encouraging to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand how the controversy can be generated at you with your concern. And so let's move to Roger in Pennsylvania. Roger, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, folks. And, of course, George Barna's last, fall-winter Religion in America surveys, quite good often, cited as one of the reasons for men leaving the churches because there's zero intellectual stimulation. And it's you almost have to admire these people for their hubris, their audacity, and when something gets discredited, they merely change the name. And in this new ersatz replacement psychosocial religion, of course, they have their own high priest. I guess we call the chief priest, in this case, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Hey, I did want to ask, have you ever gotten a chance to pigeonhole one of these people as to provide a definition of what critical thinking is? And now, since it's been redefined to the affective domain or the emotion rather than the cognitive domain, which would be real thinking, how this could possibly be thinking that they're talking about?
Honestly, I did not and was not able to do that. At the time that I was discovering this was, again, last fall, about September of last year, and I was going through these things with these teachers and learning a lot of things very quickly, and I wasn't where I could do that very well back. Plus, at the same time, when I understood what she was saying, I didn't want to prohibit her from saying everything that she was very willing to say to me. I didn't want her to shut up from telling me the things she had to say. But no, I did not confront them on that. I've confronted them on several other things, like full service schools, which is stated that the taxpayer will not be having to pay them, when in fact the superintendent said that only for the first 5 years would Bedlam Health Clinic be paying for this on their own. And after that, they'll probably go for entitlement to pay for it. So we will be paying for this monstrous bill that's coming down the pike as well.
God bless you.
Thank you so much, Roger. Let's move to Dave in Arkansas. Dave, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Chris and Kate.
Mm-hmm.
Kate, your comments are very well received. By the way, I just sent you an email, Chris. It's a notice of parental authority to refuse consent for vaccinations, sex education, psychological profiling, and so on. You can post it on your website if you'd like.
It's already on my website.
Oh, well, if you would show Kate how to get to that.
It's in the solutions section on my website on the left.
I'll find it.
Okay, Kate. I'm giving a seminar this Sunday here in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Are you? Do you happen to know the mother that has been doing the research on the bad books in schools there?
Her name's Lori, I think.
Yeah.
They had a meeting, I think, last night.
Well, good.
And so on.
Good for
and,
her. Yeah, good for you guys.
But see, that's the whole problem. Folks generally don't know how to respond to all these mendacities and usurpations, you might say.
Right.
But that's what I'm teaching at this seminar, is just exactly how to respond.
Well, that's great. I think that's definitely needed. I know that we, in our learning process, we're trying so hard to get information out that sometimes we don't do as well at giving a solution, and that definitely, I think, does need to be addressed and worked on, because a lot of people, once they hear this, they do want to do something about it.
Well, this notice of parental authority to refuse consent has teeth in it, by golly.
Way to go.
And feel free to use it, anyone.
All right.
And by the way, Chris, I have a new website that was just launched Wednesday.
Okay.
NoMoreSerfs, SERFS.com.
SERFS.com.
NoMoreSerfs.com.
Okay, very good.
Breaking the Chains of Tyranny.
Thank you, Dave.
God bless.
Thank you so much. NoMoreSerfs.com is the website. NoMoreSerfs.com. Let's move to Ralph in Oklahoma. And, you know, I haven't even given the number to call. Do you notice? Have you noticed, Kate?
Yes.
I haven't even given the call-out number, and certainly that number is 800-313-9443. We just have a little more than 20 minutes left here, 800-313-9443. Let's move to Ralph in Oklahoma. Hi, Ralph.
Yes, Chris and Kate. Kelly Watt was the first I heard in this area that touched on this.
Yes, and I know her very well.
Yeah, I bet you do. But she never went into the head of the snake. She always wanted to stomp on the tail, is what I just told her. I said, yeah, it is at the local level, but it's way further than that.
So what is the head of the snake, Ralph?
Well, United Nations.
Okay.
Yeah, it
well
is.
Well stated.
And earlier I heard you mention something about Frank Keating in a good context. Not to get off track, but, you know, Oklahoma City all hinged on Frank Keating, as far as I'm concerned. And so he may have said some good things, but I still think he was right up there with the head of the snake, or he would have never been in place in the time of Oklahoma City.
Kate?
Yes. Yes, I was told by Linda Murphy when she was working up there with Governor Keating that when it came to OBE and school to work and those issues, that he was dead set against it, and he had stated to her that that was nothing but communism. Then he goes away to the governor's conference and comes back, and he's all in favor of them.
Right, yeah, he was excellent at saying what we wanted to hear, but
yeah,
as he ended up, he didn't say anything that I wanted to hear.
He capitulated.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this is by way of shortwave. I'm calling just across the river to Tulsa, it sounds like, and half of the call anyway. Hey, thank you very much for both of your time and effort.
Thank you, Ralph.
Bye.
Appreciate your time. Let's move to Jane in Idaho. Jane, welcome to the broadcast.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
This is Jane.
Hi, Jane.
I'm the state president of Idaho Eagle Forum, and Vicki Davis works with me as the researcher.
Oh, very good.
And how we found about Kate was I had done a legislative memorial to Congress, and I had spoke before the House and Senate Education Committee in 2004 here in Idaho, and my memorial ended up on her website. Somebody in Arizona, or excuse me, yeah, somebody in Arizona was doing a search to see how far that outline of the legislative memorial I did, you know, how broad it was, and it came up on her website. So as we were looking through the information she has on there that's very, very good, Vicki said, well, we got to do something with this. So, Kate, I would welcome you, if you would like, to network with us all over the country, with me being involved with Eagle Forum. And I don't know, do you know
Charlotte Iserbyte?
I do not know her personally, but I have heard, seen some of her emails.
Well, you'll get to know her personally. If you would like, you could be right involved with all the things that are happening, the networking all over the country right now. It is very amazing that a lot of the Christians have joined in this, and I was going to ask you, have you worked with any of your state legislators?
Well, I've been working more closely with our counselors. I do have one mom who we had joined just recently to tackle the bad books in schools, who is working with some of the legislatures here in Oklahoma now concerning those books. But mostly we have been trying to work right here within our city, because we are so new. Not that we're not going to do that in the future, but we are so new at this that right now we've contained it to our counselors here in town. But like I said, that doesn't mean we're not going to move out further, because we definitely will. I think we're called to do that. I don't think it can stay where we have it right now. It's just too big.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really good what you're doing, and I just hope that I can get to know you. I've been working with research now since 1994, and mine was all done from the federal perspective.
Uh-huh.
So we were able to collect all the books from the Department of Labor and all the education plans that they've had. That is just absolutely amazing that we would have a U.S. Department of Education that is actually trying to pull this off.
Yeah.
They are for this whole United Nations takeover of the schools.
Yes, they are.
And we have global citizenship curriculum
mm-hmm.
in Idaho on the Idaho Department of Education website, and we can link right to the United Nations off their website. And I have just tried everything we can in our state, and actually we have a lot of the legislators now that are listening to what we're saying, but you have to have the facts.
Exactly, and we have tried so hard to make
I can help you out with the GLOBE program. I don't know if you're familiar with
it. Yes, GLOBE is coming to Union Public Schools.
Well, it's in your schools already. They're actually called GLOBE schools.
Well, they're actually outwardly calling it that, though. They
okay,
haven't been
so,
doing that.
So what is GLOBE?
GLOBE is Global Learning to Benefit. Let's see, Global Learning. Oh, boy, you had to ask me something I wasn't looking at.
Here, Global Learning Outcome-Based Education?
No, GLOBE is to push the Agenda 21 into all the schools through the science program.
Does that have to do
with
the Education for Sustainable Development out of Tennessee?
It's all connected, and this is all connected on a program that's pushing the Earth Charter.
Okay.
Okay, now, listeners, don't call in. We're just going to continue with Jane to close out the broadcast because this is camaraderie here. Please continue, Jane.
Global learning to an observation to benefit the environment. I think that's what it is. I don't have it right with me, but it's if you get on www.globe.gov, you will see that it is a worldwide program, and the countries that are on this program have contracted with our U.S. Department of State, our own government. The children have little GPS devices, and they go out and land map and everything in the communities around us, and they're making satellite images of where we live, where we work, where our water is, where everything is, airports, free highways, everything, and they're putting them back on the computer, and anyone in the world can pick this up. Now, China, the People's Republic of China, was actually on this GLOBE program. There's 107 countries, I think, that's on it now. Russia is on it, but China took their name off. I was really kind of surprised. I was on their website the other day. This is coming from the U.S. Department of State, Department of Education, UNESCO, NASA. You'll see a whole bunch of names listed there.
Yeah, the Department of State has a wonderful site for information on sustainable development
that they're very open with. Yeah, anyone in the world can find out where your school, your GLOBE school, is.
Mm-hmm.
If you get on that website and you click on school and you go right to the country, the state, it will give all the lists of all the GLOBE schools in your state. And next to each GLOBE school is a GPS address, which is very dangerous. Anyone in the world will know exactly where that school is
mm-hmm.
that has a computer.
Well, I will definitely do that. My gosh, I look forward to getting with you. I'm learning new things all the time.
Well,
I've
been involved in every aspect of this education research, mm-hmm. and so I was asked to be the state president of Idaho Eagle Forum, which has really given me a chance to network all over the country now.
Yeah, I don't think Eagle Forum's been real strong here, at least in recent years.
Most of the state presidents are not involved like we are here in Idaho.
Okay.
But I'm looking forward to meeting you, and there's just so much more to this. We'll try to get you this booklet. I think Chris might be interested, too.
Absolutely.
From the United Nations. They just recently started in January of this year. Vicki might have told you. I don't know. I haven't listened to any of the other programs. But the Sustainable Development, the
uh-huh.
decade, the UN Decade for Sustainable Development
uh-huh.
Education. And we just finished last year the UN Decade for Human Rights Education all over the world. And that was what was linked from our Idaho Department of Education website.
Now, can you leave your phone number so...
I don't mind giving my phone number out. Actually, what I should do at this point is just give you my email address.
Okay.
It's IdahoEagleForum@msn.com.
At MSN.com.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And if you get a hold of me, then I will give you my phone number.
Well, great. I appreciate it greatly.
Thank you so much, Jane.
Nice talking to you.
You
too. Sure appreciate it. And, Kate, we'll wrap it up, and thank you for being with us on this such a short notice. But
thank you.
Very important information from people. OperationInformation.com. Stay with us. We'll wrap it up. Okay, welcome back to the broadcast. Very interesting show today. It was a spur-of-the-moment listeners as I was alerted to Operation Information, and I wanted to contact her this morning or before the show at least, and she was more than willing to come up, and I do appreciate your time, Kate. Now, what is the significance of Agenda 21 in the schools today as we wrap up this broadcast?
Well, to me, sustainable development altogether, Agenda 21 for sustainable development in our schools, in our nation, in every area, just means loss of liberties, loss of freedom, loss of sovereignty as a people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, in a nutshell, what that means.
And this is your own information that you've searched out by accident? You found out about this?
Yes, it was purely, I shouldn't even call it accident. I believe the Lord leads people to truth.
Yes.
And the best way I can sum it up is a total loss of liberty, putting people into slavery through ignorance.
So we covered this week the fact that jobs are being outsourced in this country under NAFTA, GATT, WTO, and we've got a dumbing down process in the schools going on where people will be complacent and compliant if you go into the military to work for the UN system in the military as it's going on right now. It's the coalition under the UN system. All you have to do is go to the UN and learn about it. It's all there. They don't hide anything. Unattractive.com, un-attractive.com has a lot of militarization going on in that website. And we have it on our website. We've connected all these dots. The NEA, a communistic organization, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. It's not difficult. These people are so arrogant
mm-hmm.
and believe they have pushed this so far that they are open with their agendas. It just takes a little bit of time and reading, and it's easy for anybody to find.
Okay, we will work together some more, and I sure appreciate your time today.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you much.
Thank you, Kate.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Wonderful to have her with us, listeners. And here is the point. We are being maneuvered and manipulated on a daily basis. We are meant to be complacent and compliant. There's been aerosol operations going on. An agenda is well in place. Our military is the global cop for the UN system. Agenda 21 is implementing all 40 chapters throughout the world, including Communist China, Communist Russia, Communist Vietnam, Communist Cuba. It's everywhere. In America, too. Agenda 21 is the big picture and the big problem. It's 40 chapters of totalitarian control. It's the plan for the 21st century. It's being implemented at us and on us right now. And at the UN system, you have peace and security through disarmament. and they have disarmament recommendations, recommendation 18, recommendation 19, 20, recommendations for disarmament at the UN system. This is all on unattractive.com. So understand, we are in a war, a major war, a major maneuver that's been going on for a long time. And keep in mind also the disarmament agenda for the 21st century, the DD Occasional Papers, number 6, October 2002. It says, the UN Department for Disarmament Affairs and the Foreign Ministry of the People's Republic of China jointly hosted an international conference on a disarmament agenda for the 21st century, being held in Beijing, China, listeners. The beat goes on. Everyone has to get informed and responsible. God bless you all, and good afternoon. Until next week. Thank you.